you are one lucky mud puppy.
Lucky? Come on, Uncle Ben, I've sunk every shot so far. Okay, you're up to H-O-R-S, dead man. This is your last chance.
Shoot. I'm just setting you up for the kill. I got you right where I want you.
I'll shot from back there.
Okay. You want to get technical about it?
I thought this was just a friendly game.
Well, hi there, Mama. How was your luncheon at the Church Ladies League? Uh-oh, what's the problem?
I have got no problem, Benton. Just go ahead and slam your dunk.
Take your shot, Uncle Ben.
I'm gonna. Can't you see your grandma's upset?
What is it, Mama?
I nearly went blind updating that stupid church phone directory, and who gets all the credit?
Who?
Madam President Lolly Perdue.
No.
Yes. Quit your stalling.
Yeah. So, did you give Lolly Perdue a piece of your mind?
Fenton, church ladies do not speak in anger. I held my tongue until the invocation, and then I poured salt in her fruit cup.
Come on, Uncle Ben.
Hey, Mama. Pretend this ball is Lolly Perdue's head. Show me what you'd really like to do to her.
Don't be ridiculous, Fenton. Lolly's not nearly that good looking. Take this, you big hog.
That's my shot.
Uncle Ben.
Okay. Just to be fair, I'll let you practice while I go get us some Gatorade. That last basket just about cleaned me out of electrolytes.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's nothing like church work to put clean rugs on my floor.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Mama, did you know the phone was off the hook?
Don't you dare touch that thing. Lolly Perdue announced that she's looking for some patsy to handwrite thank you notes for all the donations to the church rummage sale, and I don't want her calling me.
Well, Naomi might be trying to phone from Hinckley.
Nonsense. She's going to be tied up at that supermarket seminar all day.
She said she would check in. She's going to sneak out of the lecture on putting the bite into your dog food display.
You are going to be dog food if I wind up having to write all those thank yous.
Well, why didn't you just tell Lolly no at the meeting?
Benton, a church lady does not say no to her president. Instead, you just smile politely, and then you come home and take the damn phone off the hook.
Thelma, you home?
No, Iola, I just leave the front door open so thieves can come in and rob me blind.
Give me a hand here, Thelma. I'm about to drop my pen to flex.
Well, hold on. Good Lord, what in the world is all this stuff?
What else? It's a list of all the rummage sale donors, 200 stamps and envelopes, and the Ladies League letterhead.
What is it doing in my house?
Lolly Perdue called. She wants us to write all the thank you notes.
And you said yes?
Well, church ladies can't say no to their president.
No, but they can to their best friend. Now, you just forget it. I don't care what Lolly Perdue wants.
Thelma, what about what he wants? You know there's a golden throne in heaven for hard-working church ladies like us.
Yeah. The golden throne sure as hell better recline and have an electric bun warmer.
Uh-huh. Well, okay, Skeeter, but I'm gonna miss you, my little love bug. Same to you.
Benton, why don't you grab an envelope and put that pucker to good use?
Bye-bye.
Naomi not coming back from the grocery seminar?
No. She's got to chair tomorrow's panel discussion. It's called, What'll It Be, Paper or Plastic?
Well, let's all drop everything and grab the next Greyhound to Hinckley.
Well, nothing much for me to do around here. I guess I'll just go on down to bed.
Night, Uncle Vin.
Sleep tight, sweetie.
Poor Vint.
Hey, with Naomi out of town, it's gonna do him good to try sleeping in that bed for a change.
Oh, speaking of lying down on the job, could you believe that poor Lolly Perdue flubbed the agenda for the meeting again today?
Well, the woman hadn't got the sense that God gave a slug.
She's smart enough to push all her work off on us.
I tell you what, I hate to be the one to say it, but since she was elected president, the CLL has gone to hell in a handbasket.
And why don't you impeach her?
Bubba, this is a for church ladies only conversation.
Well, I'll let the boy speak. Go ahead, sweetie. Were you saying something about impeachment?
Well, yeah, I was reading about it for my poli-sci test. You see, if a president is unable to do the job, he or she can be impeached by a vote from Congress.
Or in our case, the executive committee, Florence, Inez, you, and me.
No, no, Thelma. We couldn't put Lolly through a humiliating ordeal like that. Church ladies aren't cutthroat politicos. We are gentle helpers, kind and good.
Yeah, you're right. Damn it.
Well, now, who in the world can that be at this hour?
Probably somebody that wants us to open the door.
Hi, dolls. Figured you'd still be at it.
Lolly! Well, what a pleasant surprise. Won't you come in? Come on in. Sit down.
Oh, thank you.
Well, we were just talking about you.
No kidding. Are my ears red?
Is she the one?
Don't tell me that's little Vint.
No, this is Big Bubba, and he was just on his way upstairs to study.
So, how's it going, gals?
Well, we finished all but three.
Well, thank goodness you're not done. I found this whole box of these darling religious bookmarks someone left at the church. Ever see anything sweeter?
That all depends.
I want you to put one inside each thank you.
I hate them.
Lolly, I'm sorry, but we've already sealed the envelopes.
Well, thank goodness you didn't mail them. Now all you have to do is to pry off one little corner and slip one in. What could be easier?
Mailing them the way they are.
Lolly, this is an advertisement for Wellman's funeral home.
Oh, I know that. Don't you just love the picture of Mary at the tomb with the stone rolled away?
He may have risen, but not our prices. Well, good Lord. We can't send these.
Oh, for heaven's sake, nobody reads the fine print.
Well, of course they do. I'm afraid I have to go along with Thelma on this one.
Well, kiddo, as I recall, you and Thelma were not elected president. I was. Now, I am not asking, I am telling you, in my best church lady voice, to take those bookmarks and stick them in.
Now, just a minute, Lolly.
Now, I'll remember gentle helpers, kind and good. It is bookmarks you want, dear. It is bookmarks you shall have.
Oh, thank you, Thelma. Now that that's settled, I best be off. Toodles.
Toodles to you too, hon.
Thelma, I'm so impressed the way you kept your temper.
Well, all us, like the good book says, don't get mad, get even.
What do you mean?
I mean you and I are gonna impeach her presidential butt.
Okay, got your separated eggs. Slowly add the yolks to 2 cups double sifted flour.
Double sifted? Well, why did I let you talk me into making something as complicated as scones?
If we're going to get Inez and Florence on our side, we got to bring out the big guns. You know, I hear that Margaret Thatcher is at her most ruthless over tea and scones.
We're just trying to impeach Lolly, not dethrone Queen Elizabeth.
Oh, Thelma, I don't know if I can go through with this.
Oh, Lolly's not ever going to know it was us. I told Florence and Inez this was a highly confidential meeting.
What if there's a leak? What if your phone is tapped? What if Inez is a stoolie?
Now, listen here, Missy. If you're going to chicken out on me, you better do it right now before those ladies get here. Too late. You get the tea, I'll grab the door.
Thelma.
Inez, Florence, how good of y'all to come on such short notice.
Sit down, sit down.
Inez, I love your hat.
What did you say?
Your hat.
She likes your hat.
It's my dead sister's. People can't tell us apart, especially in the hat.
Oh, here's Iola with our tea. Well, let's say we get our little meeting started.
By all means, doll.
Oh, I hope I'm not too late.
What you doing, tapping it out in Morse code?
Get a grip.
What did you say?
Get a grip.
I just asked a simple question.
Believe it or not, I lost my schedule again. And I had no idea there was a meeting today. And then I ran into Florence at the mall, and she was an angel and reminded me.
God bless her heart.
She said it was highly confidential. What's up?
Scones! Scones! I was going to fix everybody some scones, and I ran out of time. Lyle, why don't you be a doll and come in here and help me whip them up?
Oh, well, I don't know.
We'll have a ball. Iola, I'm sure that you three ladies can find something to discuss. Well, I've already got all the ingredients out here, so this should be a snack.
Well, why don't we just serve crackers? I hate to miss the meeting.
Oh, no need. You get started with the scones. I'll go in and see what they're talking about. If it's important, I'll come back and tell you.
But Thelma, I never made scones.
Well, no problem. Here's the recipe. Toodles. And then there was the time that she missed the pastor's reception. Said she got lost.
Yeah, the invitations came with a map.
I drew it myself. Yeah, so we were wondering if you, like so many others, have noticed that Lolly's performance as president is just, well, not up to snuff.
What did she say?
Up to snuff!
No, thank you. I gave it up years ago. But I do take a chaw now and then.
What the hell do you do? Stick it in your ears?
Can we just press on?
Yeah, well, we were wondering if y'all are aware that as the executive board of the CLL, we have the power to impeach her.
What'd you say?
She's serving pizza.
Why don't you go out on the front porch and continue this conversation? I'll go ahead and keep an eye on Lolly.
Good idea. That way I can talk louder. Or if necessary, use Mother's bullhorn. Ladies, why don't we step out on the porch where I can speak up?
Good. Don't spit up in here.
How's it going?
I've decided to serve cheese and crackers.
Well, what happened to the scones?
Nothing happened to them. I thought cheese would be faster.
Well, where are all the ingredients? Did you mix up the dough?
No, leave that alone.
Well, good Lord, woman, you must have 2 cups of buttermilk in here. Where the hell's the flour?
Don't you dare laugh at me. I was elected president, not pastry chef.
Oh, get down off your high horse, Lolly. Any fool can follow a recipe.
Not this fool. I can't read.
What do you mean you can't read? Something wrong with your eyes?
My eyes are fine. I just can't read, Thelma. I never learned how.
Well, why not? Didn't you learn in school?
I was the oldest of 12 kids in my family. And I got pulled out of school because Ma needed help with the babies. Shoot, by the time the babies were all raised, I was married and had a couple of my own.
Yeah, when you got 2 little ones in diapers, there's not much time for anything else.
And when they got in school, I was ashamed to tell them their mama couldn't read.
Well, what about your husband?
Harley doesn't know either.
I guess he must have never asked you to make him scones.
I've had years of practice at faking it. Harley does all the paperwork. I convinced him that he had such a good head for business. Men will believe anything. And I'm forever pretending I forgot my glasses, or misplaced directions or saying I don't understand so folks wouldn't catch on.
Well, boy, you sure had me fooled. I thought you were just going senile.
You'd be amazed at how many doors are closed when you can't read or write. Here, look at this. I got it in the mail today. It's a letter from my grandson, Bobby. Oh, I can recognize his backward B's.
Oh, Vinton does the same thing.
Would you mind reading it to me? I forgot my glasses.
Dear Mima, Fort Worth is okay. I start second grade. We have ants in the sink. Say hi to Boompa. Hugs and kisses, Bobby. P.S. Please write back.
I'll have Boompa write a note to him in the morning.
Well, now, the hell you will. He doesn't want a note from Boompa. He wants to hear from Mima.
But I can't.
Listen, if you're smart enough to fake it for all these years, you're smart enough to learn to read and write.
Do you really think so?
Sure. Where's that magazine? I had it sitting in here. Reading Circle. It's got Barbara Bush on the cover. Here it is. Don't you just love her hair?
Oh my goodness. I'm going to keep mine natural when it goes gray.
Yeah, me too. Well, anyway, she's got a whole article in here where she talks about how you can teach grown-ups to read and write. Here it is. It's called Operation Literacy. See, and she explains all how you can set up a program in your school or your church. Why don't you just take this on home? You can read. Never mind, I'll tell you all about it.
And we can give the classes in the Sunday school rooms.
There you go. It's a great idea because they've already got all the blackboards and the school supplies.
Knock, knock. Well, Thelma, mission accomplished.
Where the hell have you been?
Oh, I took the girls over to my house. I can be much more persuasive with my felt board.
What did you say?
Felt board.
Oh, don't tell me she's dragging that thing out again.
Listen, ladies, why don't y'all have a seat and listen to the wonderful idea that Lolly has for the CLL?
No, Thelma, I think it's time that Lolly heard what the CLL has in store for her.
Not now, Iola.
If not now, when? President Perdue, we of the executive committee, by unanimous vote, hereby
decree that you are the best president that the CLL has ever had. The plaque is still at the engravers.
Elma, I don't understand.
Well, Lolly will explain it all to you if you just sit down and shut up.
What did she say?
I said sit down and shut up!
That's the first time I've heard her all day.
Well, I believe you have the floor, Madam President.
Thank you.
Yes! Okay, Uncle Vic, hurry up and lose so I can go study.
Not so fast. Just because I've lost every game for the past 2 months doesn't mean I can't make a comeback. Mama!
Hey, boy, you see what I got in the mail?
He was just about to shoot.
Oh, never mind that. What you got, Mama?
A handwritten note from Lolly Perdue. Look at this. Dear Thelma, thank you for your help. I love the reading program. As you can see, it works. You're a doll. Lolly. P.S. Right back.
Gee, that's great. She's really catching on fast. Good for her. And good for you, too, Grandma.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing I like better than helping out a poor soul. Just call me Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Mama.